The Way Up to Heaven by Roald Dahl. All her life, Mrs. Foster had had an almost pathological fear of missing a train, a plane, a boat, or even a theatre curtain. In other respects, she was not a particularly nervous woman, but the mere thought of being late on occasions like these would throw her into such a state of nerves that she would begin to twitch. It was nothing much, just a tiny, vellicating muscle in the corner of the left eye, like a secret wink. But the annoying thing was that it refused to disappear until an hour or so after the train, or plane, or whatever it was, had been safely caught. It was really extraordinary how, in certain people, a simple apprehension about a thing like catching a train can grow into a serious obsession. At least half an hour before it was time to leave the house for the station, Mrs. Foster would step out of the elevator all ready to go, with hat and coat and gloves, and then, being quite unable to sit down, she would flutter and fidget about from room to room, until her husband, who must have been well aware of her state, finally emerged from his privacy and suggested in a cool, dry voice that perhaps they'd better get going now, had they not. Mr. Foster may possibly have had a right to be irritated by this foolishness of his wife's, but he could have had no excuse for increasing her misery by keeping her waiting unnecessarily. Mind you, it is by no means certain that this is what he did. Yet, whenever they were to go somewhere, his timing was so accurate, just a minute or two late, you understand, and his manner so bland, that it was hard to believe he wasn't purposely inflicting a nasty private little torture of his own on the unhappy lady.